Mar says on the top of Dafi Bezum Bez, the Vater Vaspar Lichots on the Yar, Amar Vilchim Shum and Shim and Yaycha, and Melamed Shiota Lichots Megilule Avia. She went down to be Reichots Megilule Avia, which passes Pashtus means she went to be Megayer, and that's Rashi's Mashma, Lichots Litful Shom Lashem Gir, she went to be Megayer. So the question is, how did Chazal know this? How do they know that Betirchots Lichots means that she went to be Megayer? Maybe she went Sam to be Reichots. Mechitesi, where do you see in the Pasuk? What's the Hechich to say that this was a Tvil Lashem Gir, and not Sam a Rechitza Ba'alma? And there's a beautiful hasbro from the Biskarab. The Biskarab said that the Gemara says that there are Gimel Siman of Umazu, the Gemara Yibamis, and Dafayin Test. There are three Simanim of Klai Yisrael, and one is that we are Rachmanim. The Siman of Rachmanis is a Siman that a person is a Yid, that's a Midah that Yidin have, and not the Bnei Umas Ailam. So he says that this Pasuk, right after it says, it says that she found Moshe Rabbeinu, she saw him, V'tachmal Allah, and she had Rachmanis on him. And she said, "Mialda Ibrahim Zeh." So the Mishkav says, "How could there be a tachma love by Baspira? How could someone who's not a Yid have the mid of chema of Rachmanis? That's only shaykh by Yid, not by Goyim." So he says that from there, Chazal knew to say there must be there was a Geiris, and this Rechitz over here was Rechitz Hashem Geiris, or else it wouldn't be shaykh to have that mid of Rachmanis, a mid of chema. So that's good for the raya that Rechitz over here was a Rechitz Hashem Geiris. That's the Bia the Mishkav, and there's a Maisa that goes along with this. And when the Mishkav was traveling from Europe to Eretz Yisrael, he brought food with him for the ship. He brought some kosher food, and somehow the ship got delayed, and he ended up running out of food. He did not have any kosher food left, and the food on the ship was not kosher, so he was very distraught, and the cook on the ship noticed that the Biskrov looked upset, and he didn't have any food, and he said, you don't have to worry, because I have a new pot that was never used before. I have some vegetables, and I could cook it for you, and you could have kosher food. The Biskrov was very happy to hear that. But he was worried about Bishalakim, because, if he's going to cook it, it's going to be Bishalakim. So he sent one of his Talmidim to go there and light the fire. There shouldn't be a Shaila of Bishalakim. So when the Talmud got there, the cook said to him, he chopped what he's about to do. He said, "You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about Bishalakim. I'm a Yid, and there's no problem with Bishalakim." So the Talmud went back to the Biskrov, and he told him what happened, and the Biskrov was very excited that he doesn't have to worry about Bishalakim either. And he said, "Now you answer the kasha that I had. I was bothered that how could it be that this Geisha cook had Rachmanis on me? This is that's a midah of Rachmanim, is a midah of Klai Yisrael, not a midah of Umas Ha'Olam." He said, "Now that I found out that he's a Yid, now I understand how he was able to have that chemla, because it's a midah which is shaykh to Klai Yisrael, and Meili answered that kasha, how is shaykh to have Rachmanis by him?" So that was going according to this beer, that the Indian of chemla is something which is shaykh only to Klai. So again, Lulei Dvar, we could learn that it doesn't mean that Umas Ha'Olam can have it. They could have it as well, but just means that a Yid must have it. And if a Yid doesn't have it, that's a siman that he's not a Yid. But he's learning that that's a that Umas Ha'Olam mufka from it, and it's not shaykh by them. And Melu, that was the raya. If it says v'tachma love, then must be she was reichitz migiluli beisavia. And that's his beer over here in the Gemara. Now it's interesting to point out that if you look at the mashal in the Tur Yavin and Megillah and Dafi Gimel in the Mashovi, there was also mashal like that. They learned that this tefillah over here was not really a tefillah Lashem Geiris, because you can't really have Geiris before Matan Torah. What are you being tevil for? How can there be Geiris if anyways you're still going to remain Bnei Noach? There's no Kedushas Yisrael at that point yet. And he learns that the tefillah wasn't really a tefillah Lashem Geiris. It just means she went to be Reichetz to remove the Tumah of Avodah Zarah, but wasn't mamish a tefillah Lashem Geiris. And for that, obviously, the Biskarav's part is not going to work out, because it wasn't mamash a tefillah l'shem geiris. But the Biskarav is l'char going l'shitasei from what he said earlier in Daf Yud. He's a medayek from the Gemara there and other places, and from this Gemara as well, that there is a musig of geiris before Mount Tirah, because the Gemara over there says by Yud and Tamar that she said giyaris ani. So he says, you see that there's a musig of geiris before Mount Tirah, so he can learn kipshut over here that it was a real geiris, and maybe he could learn that the raya was from the fact that there was chemla, that was a raya that it was a tefillah l'shem geiris, and not just a rechitza b'alma.